Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
I'm Michael Harrison. Thank you for joining us on the radio. Third hour of today's installments of our program. And still talking a lot about Dr. Joy Brown, talking about the stuff of life and taking calls. And the number is 877-807-4048. The new program is finding its definition, and I am very pleased to be part of it. Honored to be with you on this continuation of something that we believe is very important for the radio institution, the institution, the icon of radio in our society at this point, something that I believe Dr. Joy really stood for, the best of what radio has been in its over 100 years as a new medium. And I laugh because the original new medium was radio. And radio is still one of the biggest driving forces in the evolution and the explosion of new media and social media. Fascinating stuff. 877-807-4048. And in the first hour of today's program, and for those of you who are only listening to this program in hourly modules in different places, and sometimes not when it's live, if you want to hear a really, really, it'll grab you by your soul, conversation with my friend, Meg McDonald. Go to gcnlive.com and check out the first hour of today's program, the podcast for the first hour of this Tuesday program, and it'll get you up to speed. And Meg, welcome back.
Thank you.
I don't know if you were listening. Did you catch my conversation with Brad Shepard?
I sure did.
It was kind of fun talking to him. And again, it's all the role of media, the role of technology, and changing how we're wired as human beings. Now, we left off, and let me just set this up a little bit better than I did. Meg McDonald and her husband, the late Brent Seltzer, had a program right here in GCN called The Brent and Meg Show. And it was a really wonderful show. It was heard on various places around the country. I know it was on a wonderful station, WPGG, in Atlantic City and other places, and had a big online following. And it was kind of an experimental show in as much as it harkened back to the days when husbands and wives had chat shows. The husband-wife chat show was a very big genre of radio back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and some of it lingered on, but this was promoted within the radio industry as the newest thing the old school has to offer. And you guys were on a roll. The show was really sounding good. This very hip couple had been around the block a few times, living in Studio City, California, and their basic day-to-day adventures, talking about the issues of the day, and social things, and relationships, and gossip, and media, arts, politics, got into politics too. And then Brent suddenly wasn't feeling very well, not physically, mentally. He was forgetting things and found that he wasn't able to do some of the things he was doing, and he had tests for it, and they couldn't figure out what it was. And as a result, they put the show on hiatus and never came back. And Brent wound up being diagnosed after having a seizure. He would have had it on the air live if the show were continuing. Thank goodness it wasn't. That would have been awful, Meg. Yeah. He had a seizure, and Meg explains in intricate, heartfelt detail what she went through in those hours and days that led to him having surgery for a brain tumor. And when we left off, he had the surgery and now was in the 2-week period between recovering from the surgery and then beginning chemo and radiation treatments. So pick it up from there, Meg.
Yeah, the surgeon gave us three options. They said, if you do nothing, he'll live 6 months. if you have the surgery to remove the tumor and do radiation, he could live a year. And if you do the surgery, radiation, and chemo, he could live 5 years and be one of that one-third percent that lives longer. So we said, okay, let's do the surgery, the chemo, and the radiation. We started the radiation on Wednesday, October 8th. They said you're going to need 30 treatments Monday through Friday, and each treatment will be about half an hour. And we went to the Disney Family Center Cancer Care right across the street. It's associated with St. Joe's Hospitals in Burbank. It's 15 minutes from here. So every morning, Monday through Friday, we had a 9:30 appointment there. And I would pull in front of the building. He would get out with his walker, walk to the back of the building to the radiation area. I would park the car and then come back and meet him. And as we're going through the radiation, he's starting to get weaker and weaker. So on then, as I said previously, doing this kind, all this medicine that he was taking, a steroid and then something else to counter that and counter that, we went to the emergency room on a Sunday, November 15th. He wasn't feeling well. He was filling 4 urine bottles a night. And we called Dr. Kagan and we said, I don't think this is right. And he said, it's not right. Go to ER. Well, they took tests. Turned out his blood sugar count was 769, where normal is under 200. He now has diabetes. And it's the steroid and all the sugar that his body is now not getting rid of. So now we add to everything. We add to the radiation and the chemo, insulin. And 2 times or 3 times a day now, we're measuring his blood, pricking his finger, and then giving him insulin. And he's getting weaker and weaker. We're getting close to the final 30 radiation sessions, which would be on December 11th. So December 10th, radiation treatment number 29, that morning we're singing, oh, it's the second to last one, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, second, last, and we on a roll.
And you guys are actually singing this?
Yes. We're singing this.
This is such an insight into your personalities together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, go on.
We were just giddy with delight that we were so close to the end. Mm-hmm. So we do radiation treatment number 29. I go to get the car. He's walking out of the building and falls. And hurts his spinal cord. And in that instant, he became a quadriplegic.
And I'll tell you what. At this point in the story, even I am having trouble handling it. And, you know, I'm hosting this program. This is tough stuff. This is just tough stuff. So let's make this easy on the listeners, because it got really tough from this point. It really, really got tough. How long was it from that point where that horrible accident, that unnecessary, horrible accident happened, where on his way to the car from the 29th of 30 radiation treatments, was it, or chemo?
Radiation.
Radiation treatments that weakened people, and he had this spinal cord problem, to his death was, what, about another couple of months?
He fell December 10th. He died April 18th.
So it was a few months. That was torture. That was torture, what he went through and what you went through. It was brutal. And what I'm interested in, and he made the decision to finally to die. And you made that decision. You let him go.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a little bit about feelings, and we're going to talk a little bit about some other stuff on the other side. By the way, anybody want to jump in? I don't think too many people do. I think this is not the kind of stuff you want to get involved in, but 877-807-4048 right here. Talking with Meg McDonald. I'm Michael Harrison. More coming your way.
uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is the phone number if you want to join us. I'm Michael Harrison, and we're talking with Meg McDonald here on the Michael Harrison radio get-together. And Meg, let's go forward. Now, you suddenly, you're going from hell to a darker place. I mean, it's like it can't get worse. What are you thinking when this is going on? How are you talking to yourself? What are you saying to yourself?
I can't believe that this is my reality. This is, Brent and I always figured we'd die together in a plane crash. Mm. And this is where I discovered that how you really feel is how you feel when you wake up in the morning. Because as we go through the day, we can stuff down our feelings at night, perhaps have a cocktail and stuff them down even more. But it's in the morning when you wake up, and how do you feel? And that's what I discovered out of this.
Wow. Wow. You're rawest and most in touch with your feelings for good or bad in the morning, huh?
Yes, when I wake up. And that's how I knew as time went on, and we went through the process with Brenton, decisions were made, that I could wake up in the morning and have sometimes a calmer sense about the day. Not that I was, oh, it's the day again. I haven't gotten to that point even now really so much. I'm closer. But, and I share this with all of you out there. You want to know how you're feeling? Listen to yourself and feel yourself how you feel when you wake up in the morning. Are you angry? Are you upset? Are you happy? Are you excited? Do you feel stressed?
I'm sorry, I'm listening to it. I didn't respond. I forgot I'm on the radio and hosting a show. I was just sitting there thinking, you're not allowed to do that on radio. I find that when I'm really feeling lousy, and things are bothering me, or I'm not happy with what's going on, I find it hard to get up in the morning. I find it hard to get out of bed. I find it hard to face the day. I want to stay asleep. When I'm worried, I find it hard to go to sleep at night. So I get it both in the morning at night, but two different levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? At night, the demons come out. I talked about this the other day, the demons of doubt, the demons of fear, the demons of confusion. I get rid of them by yelling at them. I go, go away. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear about that. I'm not going to listen to you. Meaning those voices in your head that tell you, you're really in a terrible situation. Don't do this. You know, you're finished. You're through. This is bad. You know, no, go away.
Those demons must have family members because they've been at my house as well at nights.
Yeah, yeah. I think the demons go all the way back to the beginning of human consciousness. I think that it comes down to dealing with the demons. I really believe that. And everybody's out there saying, demons, what's he talking? I'm not talking about anything religious. I'm not talking about literal demons, although maybe they are. But that's not what I mean. I just mean when you break down the conversation in your head, because when you really think about it, you're really made up of a lot of voices, and you have these conventions. You have the left, the right, the inside, the outside, the outrageous ideas. We all do. We have these meetings, and then we work it out, and then we speak with one voice called us, you know, I. And when those demons come, they can really derail you. They can really screw you up. Of course, they can, you know, protect you from harm, but for the most part, they are no good.
Yeah, I also refer to the demons as the dark side.
Yeah,
dark side comes out. Oh, Meg, you know it's not going to work. What? What? I thought it would. Oh, no, not for you. And they just fill your head.
Right, right.
Yes.
And you and I had many conversations during this period, and I tried to encourage you. But, of course, I don't like to encourage somebody by lying to them. I don't like to tell somebody everything's going to be okay if I don't think it's going to be okay. I'll just try to start talking to them about how to deal with the fact that it's not going to be okay, that there might be another day, that you will get through this. Small victories. Small victories, celebrate them. So Brent went on to injure himself, become a quadriplegic,
yes,
go into deeper and darker medicine,
cascading
of one problem into another, and eventually it became hopeless. And then you had to make that decision.
Yeah, it turned out he had spinal cord surgery after the fall.
Because what happened
is his spinal cord got bruised and it swelled up against the vertebrae of the spine. So Doc went in there and shaved off some of the vertebrae to make wiggle room, which we all normally have in our spine, inside the spinal cord.
I remember when you were telling me about this, you told me the doctors said, and I don't want to get any doctors in trouble here, and you did mention names, but you know, let's avoid doing that from this point forward, and not that anybody did anything wrong, but the word was that, hey, for the most part, this often works.
Yes.
This is a common procedure.
Yes.
How often have we heard that, you know? Common procedure.
Well, it turned out the injury was more than we thought it was.
All right.
We thought he would be able to walk again, feed himself again, and the injury just didn't allow for that. And he went through physical therapy at the hospital, and then he got too well. His vitals were good to stay in the hospital, so we transported him to a nursing facility, Windsor Gardens in North Hollywood, two thumbs up, wonderful place. And they worked with him on physical therapy, and it, as I said, the injury was just worse than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and I started talking straightforward, and I said, how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? He said, I wish I could go back to sleep.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you, the day that you told me this, he's only got about a week or two left, and Bernadette and I, he wanted to see us. So we had a Skype session with him.
He enjoyed that.
He enjoyed it. I didn't. It was very painful. It was very, very painful. And you talk about soul searching. I'm on Skype with my friend of years in a goodbye meeting. What do you say? What do you do? Hey, cheer up. You're going to be, you know what I said to him? The first thing I said to him, because he and I used to kid each other all the time. I don't know if you remember what I said to him, the first thing I said. I said, Brent, you look lousy. And he started laughing. I mean, he was already going in and out of delusions, and he was having hallucinations, and he was totally sharp for that meeting. And
Well,
we were on Skype with him for about 15 minutes. I think it was FaceTime, actually. I'm not sure what it was, but it was one of these modern, you know, telephone, internet video connections. And I'm haunted by it for the rest of my life. But
he enjoyed and loved you and was so appreciative that you called. Because, yes, we on March 26th, we put him on what they call comfort care only.
Yeah.
And this was his decision.
Yeah, well, I mean, he made the right decision, in my opinion, because the life that he was living was torturous and it wasn't worth living anymore. And then, you know, you make that decision. It ain't easy. But I'll never forget that that video phone call. All right, I'm going to take you to happier places, if that's okay. 877-807-4048, if anybody wants to say anything about this. And, Meg, we're going to talk about better things on the other side of this break. I'm Michael Harrison.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Well, we're back at 877-807-4048 is the number, and Meg McDonald is our guest. And Meg, it's been a workout talking to you today, and you are extremely brave, and you're a very open person. I appreciate that, and our listeners appreciate it, I'm sure. But, you know, I'd like to take this opportunity, since we're in the early stages of this program's newest incarnation, and I suspect that you'll be joining me a lot. We're going to have a circle of people and circles and concentric circles and turn this into a very large chat session as the days and weeks go by. I'll know a little bit about you. You are a Hollywood kid, aren't you?
Yes.
Now, some people who have been around a while may remember your mother. Your mother was Elizabeth Frazier, actress who was pretty popular, character actress, back in the 50s And was she in the 60s, too, I believe, yes?
The 60s, too, yes.
Yeah.
Did a lot of Doris Day movies, did a lot of television. And as you say, Mom was a character actress, where normally you don't recognize the name, but you recognize the face. So if you want to Google Elizabeth Fraser with an S in Elizabeth and an S in Fraser, not a Z.
Right, because there were others with a similar name, Elizabeth Frasers, but Elizabeth Fraser, if you want to pronounce it. She played Sergeant Hogan in the Phil Silvers show, Sergeant Bilko. Actually, that show had three names. It was some called it the Phil Silver Show, some called it the Sergeant Bilko Show, and some people called it At War with the Army? Or was that the...
You'll Never Get Rich?
Oh, You'll Never Get Rich, right. At War with the Army was Martin and Lewis. I'm getting
confused. Yes. Yeah, Mom was Sergeant Hogan, the busty blonde girlfriend.
The busty blonde girlfriend.
And as I said, if you Google her and you see her face, you go, "Oh my gosh! Of course I know her. Oh, I liked her.
Yeah, she looks like she, yeah. You look like your mother."
Yes.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to see what Meg looks like, go check out her mother on Google. Your father was an actor, a song and dance man back in the movies, Ray McDonald, hence the name Meg McDonald.
Yes,
Mrs. Seltzer. And Meg McDonald has been your name. You are, that was your name your whole life. And one other thing about you, just so people know, is that you're not a showbiz person in terms of being on stage and following your mother's footsteps. You've been behind the scenes in Los Angeles for many years before you entered radio relatively recently with Brent, with the Brent and Meg Show, and some other podcasts and products that you made together in your studio. You were a high-powered Los Angeles, Southern California publicist.
Yes. Yes, and I, in my PR days, McDonald Media Services, I started in 1975. Our original focus and what I enjoyed so much about doing is we represented nonprofits, and we did PR for nonprofits to get the word out. Goodwill Industries was an account of mine for many, many years. One of my absolute favorite accounts was the Southern California Veterinary Medical Association and the L.A. County Fair. Oh, the L.A. County Fair was one of my favorites, and I had my best booking with an L.A. County Fair segment, and I'm taking you all back, so hold on to me as we go back in time to Johnny Carson hosting The Tonight Show. And I booked hog callers on The Tonight Show, our top three, because one was a mayor of a local city and one was a construction guy, and my pride and joy was an IRS auditor.
And they were hog calling on The Johnny Carson Show, on The Tonight Show?
Yes, because we had a hog calling contest at the LA County Fair.
That's, I love that kind of stuff, you know. You know, and they go, "Oh, hooey, shooey," and all that, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. That's crazy stuff. You have a book in you, and no, we're not plugging a book because it's never been written, folks. But you had a hell of a childhood. I mean, you went to Hollywood High. Your parents were in showbiz, but they got divorced.
Yes.
Your father died early because he choked on a sandwich.
Yes.
How old was he? His 30s?
Yes, early 30s.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And your mother, tell her story.
Well, Mom wanted to be an actress, had no support from her mother. However, Mom was in New York going to an audition and walked through the wrong door and wound up auditioning for Lunton Fontaine for a Broadway play. And they were the biggest of people back in those days. And that started her career. And she did a lot of plays. She did a lot of movies. Some of my favorite movies, Young at Heart with Gig Young, Frank Sinatra, Doris Day. And then Time Marches On. Mom was co-starred in Patch of Blue with Sidney Poitier and Shelley Winters.
What do you mean she walked in the wrong door?
She was in a going for an audition for something, and they were holding auditions for, I think it was There Shall Be No Night. was the play that Lunt and Fontaine were putting on. And Mom walked in that audition door instead of another audition door. And they said, and she was about to turn and walk out. And they said, wait, come here.
Oh, my gosh. Did she wind up with a better part than she would have if she had gotten the part that she originally went for?
I think so.
Oh, my. So somewhere in a parallel universe, your mother has had a whole different career because she got the other part.
Yes. And Mom had a photographic memory, so that's perfect when you're an actor.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes learning those lines easy.
Yes.
Wow. But your mother had hard times.
She had hard times. Unfortunately, she had a business manager who stole from her. And Mom and I went to the pawn shop together regularly. Get the mink coat out of the closet. And she, get the rings out of the jewelry box. We're going, Meg. And we don't think about it at the time because we didn't have the phrase. But Mom was a single mother. There were three girls, Pat, Meg, and Liza. Pat, my older sister, by 3 years, and Meg, and then Liza, who was younger than I, about a year. And Mom had to support the three of us. And credit to her, she did it.
Did your grandmother help?
Oma, that was Mom's mom, we called her Oma, lived with us, so she helped out making sure we had dinner at 5:30, and when Mom would go on locations or go out of town to shoot or film, Oma would take care of us. On the financial side, I was so young, I don't know the details, but I would suspect that Oma helped with her Social Security and whatever she had.
But your mother lost her fortune because of shady dealings by a manager.
Yes.
How did that impact you?
It made me realize that I will never, never, never not know what's going on with my finances. And if things had taken a different road, I might have been an accountant, because it just raised my consciousness. I remember we had a home in Studio City, not too far from where I am now. And I happened to be walking through the living room, and Mom was on the phone, and I heard her say, what? 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 I have to sell the house? What? What? And that's how she found out that this man had stolen from her, a man she put her trust into.
How old were you?
Junior high.
So, you remember that clearly, huh?
Yeah.
Did it scare you?
Yes. Yes.
I used to be terrified as a kid that we were going to wind up on the street. My parents always talked in front of me. I was one of those kids that was considered an adult when I was 5. And I was always at the table talking about adult problems with the adults. They didn't treat me like I was a kid. As a matter of fact, they thought I was more capable than they were. I was the youngest in my family, and I was the most capable. And they would talk about all their problems in front of me and bring me into it. And I started to think, I'm an adult. By the time I was 17, I thought I was a man of the world. I thought that I had lived. I was getting old. You know? And you remember when they talk about these things, when you become a mature person like we are, you go, oh my gosh, I was only a kid. I really wasn't able to handle that. In some ways, I'm grateful that I did that, because it's made me a stronger adult. I think about how scared I was. That, you know, when they talked about the money problems, that maybe I won't have a roof over my head next month if they can't pay the mortgage or the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Scary stuff. Children don't know how to put it into perspective. The music's playing. We're going to come back in a moment and continue our conversation about the human condition with our friend Meg McDonald. I'm Michael Harrison. You want to join us? 877-807-4048.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
All right, let's continue our conversation here. The number is 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison, and our guest is Meg McDonald. And Helen from Washington State, you're on the radio with us. Hiya, Helen.
Yes, I wanted to thank you. And is it Ms. McDonald speaking about her husband's
yes.
death?
It's Meg McDonald.
Uh-huh, because I've been having trouble dealing with Joy's sudden death, and hearing about how you feel in the morning, because I used to start my mornings off with Joy. Every morning, she got me going in the morning when I'm a slow waking person, and listening to her husband's sad demise.
I think we lost her. Yeah, I think we lost her. I wonder why. I wonder why we lost her. I wonder, because it sounded like a click, as opposed to, you know, you lose people all the time. Today, telephones have never been better and never been worse than they are right now. But you know what, Meg, that certainly was a legitimate call. So we lost her for legitimate reasons as opposed to her getting cold feet and hanging up on us.
It's interesting that she picked up, and sometimes also what I've discovered is as I discover feelings about myself, like how I feel when I wake up in the morning, you find out it's not just me. This is a feeling that is universal to all of us. We go through feeling how we're feeling, and I'm pleased. Thank you, Helen, for sharing that you're not alone. We're out here, too. We understand, and as Michael said, there are also the evening side of darkness that comes. But thank you for calling. That was very brave of you to admit you have feelings in the morning.
And what's interesting about it, and it comes back to the whole radio thing, the aspect of what radio really can be, is that Helen's sadness... Helen is back on the line, I'm told. But Helen's sadness is based upon her grief over the loss of somebody that I gather she does not know personally, other than the way radio can bring connections to people that's as personal as if they were friends. Helen, are you there?
Yes.
What happened?
I'm so emotional. I tipped the phone wrong so that it hung up.
Okay. I knew that it was a legitimate reason. I didn't think that you were had cold feet or
you're
a crank.
No, it was just that...
Turn down your radio.
Yeah. It made me glad. This is... I don't wish this to be misinterpreted, but hearing about her poor husband's slow demise makes me look at the other side of how Joy's son... death may have been a blessing for her because she was such a vital person that it's maybe making it easier for me to accept that I don't have Joy in the morning anymore.
What you're saying is so true. Meg, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
I mean, if you have to go, you want to go quickly without any kind of pain and without enough time to get frightened.
Yes, your point is well made, Helen. Well said, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it comes down to? First of all, let's understand something. That if anybody is listening to this, and Helen, I think you'll agree,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have fear, and they don't have pain, and they don't have, you know, quirkiness in their thought processes and a dark side, then they're not alive. life is not... a walk through the daisies. I mean, it's very important that we do everything we can to keep ourselves spirited and uplifted and positive and optimistic, but not at the expense of understanding the reality that we're all in this together, we all have the same feelings, and there's a tremendous amount of pain and suffering out there among the human population. There's a main pain and suffering among all life.
I just want to say, if anybody deserved an easy death, it was Dr. Joy Brown, because she was so good to so many people.
Yes.
I'll try to keep looking at it that way, that her loss at least was a quick and easy one for her.
Well, I'll tell you something. It'll make you feel good to know that I knew her well,
mm-hmm.
and she really knew how to live. Now, Joy had a very full life. Joy was like a teenager.
That's what it sounded like on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, she was like a teenager. I knew her as Joy, and Meg, you knew her too.
Yes.
Meg didn't know her as well as I did, but Meg knew her over the years at our events and social gatherings. Meg knew Joy, and. I had a lot of conversations with Joy as her friend, saying, hey, tone it down a little bit. You're a grown-up. You know? I sometimes was the voice of reason, you know? I didn't expect that she was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody's going to die. I'm going to die. You're going to die. We're all going to die. Everybody listening, we're going to die. But you don't expect to die, you know, like on a timetable.
Right.
And And had I known that, I might have said, knock yourself out, girl. Have a good time. So the point I'm making is, for anybody listening to this who's grieving over joy, what Helen is saying is so true, and juxtaposed with what happened to our dear Brent, as so honestly and bravely expressed by Meg McDonald on this radio program. Joy got off very easy, and Joy lived her life to the fullest. And she wasn't a Pollyanna. She had her dark side, too. She worried. She had pain. She had disappointments. She had concerns. She wasn't somebody who flew above the fray and didn't have her bruises, her dents, her bumps, and her insecurities. Because she was a human being. But, yeah, there's a part of me also that feels a certain sense of relief that she went the way she did. I only wish it were 15 years later.
Right.
And yeah. I'll always be haunted by the death of my friend Brent Seltzer, as will Meg. And when Meg called me up to tell me that Brent had died, I have to say my first thought, I'm being honest, was, thank God it's over.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you feel that way, Meg?
Ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And Meg and I had many conversations in preparation for that moment. Have you ever seen a situation like that in your life, Helen? You ever lost anybody that you were relieved it was over?
Yeah, I lost my mom this past year. But I tell you, it for some reason, I don't know if it reawakened all my feelings about death in general when Joy died suddenly. But anyway, I thank you so much.
Thank
this
you,
has
Helen.
Been helpful.
Best to you. Best to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen.
And Meg, best to you. Thank you. And I want to say thank you to my new friend, Blake Schneiderhein, who is the producer of this program on the front line. What a pleasure working with you, sir. And everybody listening and to our affiliates, thank you so much. I'm Michael Harrison. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.